So yeah, the hip hop that people are gravitating to now and like is that underground, raunchy, ball heavy, you know what I'm saying, street rap. Mm-hmm. That's not what Cole and them were giving you. That's not what Kendrick and them were giving you. You know what I'm saying? We wanted that because we was tired of Laffy Taffy music. And
yeah, they was on that lyrical shit.
Yes, and we needed that. So I don't see anybody even going that route.
Yeah, and I think they're ever like, because it shifted to something else, you know what I'm saying? While they was hot, you know what I'm saying? It shifted to something else.
Fast.
A couple times. And one of the persons that we talking about, one of the leaders, was one of those leading factors to keep shifting music in different ways. Drake, you know what I'm saying? So the way that they adapted as well, but kept what they grabbed from 06, 07, 08, was dope, you know what I mean?
Bitch, every dollar that I got, bitch, I deserve it. Never had a fuck twerk or squirt, bitch, I earned it. Diva out here working, streets to have you learning. Had to come up off them earnings, come up off them earnings. Bitch, every dollar that I got, bitch, I deserve it.
Start this never shit before we lose our sunlight, bitch, I earned
it. Diva out here working, streets to have you learning. Had to come up off them earnings, come up off them earnings.
Yes, yes, yes. Whatever song that is, rock with it. You know what I mean?
Lean with it. Snap with it.
That's a fact, man. Back at it with the Don Call and D-Reek and Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
Don Call, man. Just don't be out there gyrating your hips to it, man. You know, man, relax. Y'all relax out there. But go ahead.
Let's see. It depends what the song is. You know, it's going to be in post edit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Welcome back to the Don Call and D-Reek and Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
Don Call, man.
And the highest hippie in the room, D-Reek and Hippie, of course. And this is episode 257. Yeah,
you're definitely higher than me right now as I continue to roll up.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. We one night away from New Year, you know what I'm saying?
We only one night away.
And give y'all these last two episodes, just squeeze them in there real quick, you know what I'm saying? We'll have the year-end recap tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow during the day type shit. And hopefully we'll have a cast of our friends there. I hit a couple people up, see what they doing tomorrow. See if they could stop by, you know what I'm saying? Moms won't be here. We could record in the living room type shit, you know what I mean?
It's a house party.
Yeah, make it a nice little round table for the year end rap, friends sit down type shit. But let's see what happens there. If not,
almost thought you said rap, but go
yeah,
ahead.
If not, we'll just sit down and do something. I went through all the I went through the year, so it was a lot that happened this year. Shit was crazy. But what's good, Cole? How you feeling?
I'm feeling amazing, man. I just hit my early bet today. So I'm on an 8-day streak.
That's good. That's good. Because I'm going to need that by the third. You heard?
Bring your ass. You better pull up. I've been on an eight-day winning streak since I've been back from Vegas. Mm. Not even including my winnings in Vegas.
I'm feeling myself.
I'm not.
I threw the stunners on for you.
I should have put my shits on.
I said it's the last two episodes of the year. Let me put the because I had thrown them on like half this year, right? Mm-hmm. I was wilding.
Yeah, you was wilding. You turned up.
You know what I mean, yeah. So I was like, let me just get intact with that persona. Fast, didn't it? You know what I'm saying? Again to enter the new year. So
I just ran out the crib too quick, so I ain't pull out the chain and none of that. I left it all. But I'm definitely feeling myself,
next
man.
Episode
I'm,
is lit.
I was very humbly trying to get people to just, you know, come on over and make this money with me. It's very easy. For me, anyway, it's very easy. Not to say I don't lose, because I take losses, but for the most part, it'd be my doing. I'll be wrong. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, when I'm on point, it's like this. I'm hot, man. Those that know me for sports, fighting, and just being a cool dude. So
what you got planned for your birthday?
I don't know. I was gonna go to Washington to see the Gervonta Davis fight. It might happen because his baby moms is wild, and we're going to get to that. But I don't know. Other than that, I was thinking probably AC. I'm probably sitting at a table. My birthday's on
All right, but early in that day,
Monday?
Early in Sunday? That day, I got something scheduled for us, so we got to do that.
My birthday's on a Sunday?
Damn, is it?
I don't know. I got you. All right, so the 31st is tomorrow.
Yeah. I got you, bro.
My birthday's next Saturday.
It's on a Saturday.
Oh, it's lit. I got to do something.
Yeah, we got to do it. I got something planned for us, but for the pod, but it's something that you're going to dig, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Early in the day, so probably like in the afternoon, 12 type shit.
Anything now for my birthday is extra. My birthday was Vegas.
Yeah, I went
to Vegas for my birthday, so.
I'll let you know off camera what we're going to do and shit like that. Sage going to help us and shit like that.
Shout out to little bro.
Yeah, but besides,
other than that, I'm feeling amazing, man. I'm feeling unstoppable, bro. Like I open up FanDuel and I look and I know what I want and it's gonna hit.
Yeah,
you know, so that's I'm feeling up. Good.
That's what's up. Let's just get into the episode then, man.
Let's do it.
Let's see what's up. Just want to say rest in peace to Pele first. You know what I mean?
Man, we actually touched on that last episode. Correct.
Yeah, I said his cancer was worsening, and then.
No more pain and suffering, man. If God willing, I make it to that age and that point, hopefully I'm not dealing with no crazy illnesses, but I don't want to suffer, man.
Yeah, he was like the late 80s.
That's a good dude, man. Like, him and Maldonado is like the two first soccer player names that I would hear.
I never really knew that about soccer like that because I wasn't a fan of that sport, but I always heard his name and shit like that.
Did you know how I always was with sports? Even if I don't fuck with it, I want to know who the GOATs are over here.
I want to know
who put in pain.
Yeah, and beyond the sport, he was like one of those people that touched the community.
Always
and all
smiling.
That. Yeah.
You never see any picture with Pele and he not smile. Even on the pitch, on the field, he's smiling.
Yeah.
You know, so rest in peace to him. Him and Maldonado passed away, I believe.
Yeah. And, the new year coming in. So,
man, I'm not a fan of soccer, but that shit make me more money than the NBA and NFL. Soccer,
like, I still don't watch it, but I respect the game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know what the game is, and when motherfucker nice in that shit, you can really see the superior.
It ain't like what we watch with NFL and the NBA and baseball, where not everybody is on the same level as LeBron, but you got other stars and they on their own right, and it shows. But on that with soccer, it's like it's the other dudes out there, and then it's like this dude watching.
Yeah, it's like the other dudes out there just running around. They know the game, they know the fundamentals and shit. Yeah. But the niggas that skilled, you see
the
them niggas doing Kyrie shit with their feet and
shit. You be like, yo, what the fuck?
Nigga just
you
did
doing
a shango?
Facts. Facts with the ball.
How you pump figure nigga?
With your feet.
With your foot. That don't make no sense. He either gonna kick it or not, nigga. Stay still.
I seen do kick boo boo and leave the ball.
Some hot sauce shit. Like what? Like how you get the ball under your shorts, nigga?
And then score. Get past him and then kick it past the goalie.
When they do it, like
when they
kick,
when
the
it's
kick behind and it goes over.
When they do something exciting, you be like, I see why people fuck with it.
Yeah. And it's the world sport.
It's the world sport.
So.
And that's why I tell a lot of bettors, you gotta diversify. Just like with stocks, you gotta diversify your sports, man.
Yeah.
You gotta do that.
So you saw the rest in peace to Pele, man. Yeah. Condolences to his family and condolences to his country and all that. Because, you know, they big in their countries type shit.
Legends.
You saw the clip I put up on Instagram?
Yes, sir.
You saw that? Yo, bro.
You know I follow Sia, so, you know, I follow him forever.
I almost caught a fucking migraine looking for that clip. I'm like, yo, bro, I know we talked about this. You know what I'm saying?
I just talked about it.
Yeah, I was looking for that shit. That was like 2 months ago. I'm like, yo, where is this clip at? But I found it because I was looking through the year-end rap shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the shit. So, shout out to Sia Collective. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they could
dope his shoes out.
Go through with that. That would
be cool. I've only said that years ago. Remember, I forgot what I was ranting about. And I was like, before this Kyrie shit, before we even had that clip, I was saying like, yo, it's really black entrepreneurs out here, male and female black entrepreneurs out here in all industries. Yeah. Why don't we gang up together? Why aren't some of these athletes who I see, Sia, at these games with Montrezl Harrell, who has his own sneaker now.
Yeah.
And they wear their clothes. Mm-hmm. They wear his clothes and his sneakers. It's like, why are y'all going to sign over there? Let's build. You are the product. When did we realize you are the product? That's why they come to you. You don't go to them.
And these
you don't need them.
These people, like, we talking like Sia Collective and stuff. Like, they could, you could sit down with them and offer your suggestions for what you would like for a basketball shoe, you know what I'm saying? And he'll be like, this how I'm doing.
Whatever, everything you want. They're not going to limit it to, our creative director, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What you want. And you see what he's talking about, what Kyrie talking about, and even Kyrie saying the name wrong was dope to me.
Mm-hmm.
And still trying to get it right, because just say somewhere in America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you see what he says, so I'm trying to look at the ownership of that. And you see what Sia puts up on the shit. Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Because either way, it's freedom for both. It's freedom for both, and it helps both.
And it helps the community, because now you going to a black-owned business, and you know people going to spend money on that because the kids love Kyrie, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And Son does...
Fire.
Sia does, like... Fire color waves, fire like
designs.
Yeah, where you like, damn, I never see myself in that.
I never seen shit like that. He got glow in the dark souls and all type of shit. Yeah. You know, I've been following Sia for years.
I'm about to get the all black joints.
He from out here, I believe.
I don't know if it's
uptown.
Queens,
I want to say the Bronx. No, I want to say the Bronx.
Yeah.
And he used to be a barber. He used to cut hair. He moved out there.
Giddy put me on to him. Giddy put me on him, cause you know Giddy be following all them dudes that on their shits. But nah, that would be super dope. And it's crazy, after we had that conversation, I was with Willow, and I added to that conversation. I was like, yo, and what if Floyd just end up being like the money man, you know what I'm saying, and just feed the company, you know what I mean, like help them with the money side, you know what I mean? You could have Floyd, Kyrie, and Sia, you know what I mean, and just making up crazy.
All he need is mass production.
Yeah, that's all you really need. Like what Mike was asking for, what Kanye's asking for, what all these dudes that have that crazy mind that know how to market and all that type shit, they just need that.
He got the design and everything down pat. He just needs mass production. That's why his shoes sell out the way that they do, because there's a demand, high demand for him. And he doesn't have as much money as he's made from his merchandise. He doesn't have these factories that Reebok and fucking Nike and all these. He don't have that.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean, where we need to come together. All this money that black entertainers and athletes are entertainers too, but all these black moguls, because you got Rashard Bivens and them for Earn Your Leisure.
Mm-hmm.
Why everybody is not coming together and building this black America that we talk about, instead of with some shit I wanna get to talking about this black woman, black man shit. I'm tired of that
I think it's coming around though. I think it's been a huge movement for a while now, and it's really coming to light now, you know what I'm saying? With people exercising more of their, like you saying, freedom and even their wallet, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you gotta flex your wallet when you have it and you know it's for a good cause, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, shout out to all these dudes that's doing stuff like that, like Jalen Rose with the schools and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Bron, happy birthday to Bron, you know what I mean? It's my boy's birthday, to King James. He trying to get up out of LA. You saw that? You see them smooth shots he throwing out there? Like, yo, I just wanna win. I'm just trying to get up out of here. But all these dudes that's trying to do different shit like that to bring that part of what you're saying, the sight of that vision, you know what I mean? Where everybody, we build a community where we all eating off us, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to both of them, man. But where we gonna go with this?
Javante?
Yeah, we could touch on that. We could touch on that. Tank Davis. What was that? Domestic violence as well?
Allegedly.
Allegedly? Come on, man. How many of these?
Yeah, he was arrested last week. His baby mother accused him of punching her and the baby.
Come on.
And
these is registered hands, bro. Like, why?
It comes out that she just said that she lied, and that's not what happened. He had even posted up videos where she had like destroyed shit in the crib, took his fucking toothbrush and put it in their daughter's diaper. We had mad shit on it. He had spit on his face. So I guess after she realized and he put the videos out. Because, you know, once the female calls the cops and says, oh, my God, she's going to kill me. And, you know, hey, nigga, you going to jail. We got to process you. Mm-hmm. She called. She called here. It's hectic. You're going to jail.
Yeah.
So that's what he was taken in for. But it doesn't seem like any charges are going to stick. And it appears she was lying. I didn't think that he hit his daughter. I didn't think that he even hit her. But... you know, when you have this on your jacket already, you have...
a history of it.
Yeah, you have to wait.
You got to really wait. Be proven innocent type shit. Yeah. So. But, I mean, that's a good thing that, you know what I mean? It's the full story, like you saying, came out that she's admitted to lying about it and all this extra stuff.
Well, she had to because he had videos of the shit that she was doing in the crib.
See, that's the crazy thing for me when you like that type of person, that type of star at that type of level of fame, that you gotta record your regular life because you can't trust who's in your regular life type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what might happen one day. Like, we're gonna touch on it during the recap, but remember the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp shit.
Yeah.
He was like, nah, I gotta put up cameras because this bitch, she setting me up right now, you know what I'm saying? And you gotta have the foresight as a man or a woman, you know what I mean?
As a human.
Yeah, in that position of power to be like, damn, something might happen like that. And that shit is crazy to me, bro, because you know this man got a fight coming up.
A few weeks.
Yeah.
His biggest fight of his career.
That's who he's fighting.
Is he not fighting Garcia?
Oh, yeah. But that's... I know. I think he got a tune-up fight before that, though.
Oh, I thought he was fighting
They Garcia. Both got a tune-up fight before that, because Garcia is about to fight, too.
I thought they was fighting in January.
I think they fight in, like, in April or some shit like that. But it's you know he got a fight coming up regardless, you know what I'm saying? And for you to put that type of stress on it is, like... I don't know, but... shit is just weird like that, bro. Especially when you at that level of fame, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. Hold your head.
Yeah, be careful and watch who you put your dick in.
That too. That's like a bigger part of the story too. You know what I'm saying?
That's something that we all suffer from as men. I mean, I have, and we live to regret it. You know, years later. Whether you
is it regret?
Yeah, it's regret
for the woman.
Yeah, it doesn't have to. I'm not even saying a child being involved. I'm talking about who you put your dick in.
I love my kid regardless.
I'm talking about who. I ain't talking about kids.
Who you fucking. Yeah.
You know, it's a very dangerous thing because you might regret it afterwards because bitches be crazy.
Yeah.
It was chicks I hit and it was cool prior to it. And once I hit it, it's cuckoo land.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't got to have no kid. So just be careful because that energy is different.
Yeah, it's the transfer of energies. Mm-hmm. So that shit could go either way, you know what I'm saying?
As men focus on the physical more, especially the younger, than the emotional and the energy that's attached to this shit.
Yeah, because people always used to tell me that shit. Sex is just more than that physical part, bro.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it the right way or this person really is feeling you, and that action makes that feeling even more, it's going to be a whole different situation.
Shit going to change into something completely different.
Yeah. And it could be like good or bad, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
In a good or bad way, but it depends on what you want.
And who it is.
Yeah.
So be careful on who it is.
Yeah, that's a fact. This shit is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
What you thought about that New York Times calling Kendrick Lamar the greatest rapper of our generation?
I understand it, accomplishments wise and world renowned. I can see that.
Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yeah, a lot of nobody else in this generation will do that.
You think that will happen in rap again?
I can't say that it won't.
Yeah, we can't say that it won't.
I can't say it won't because I don't know who's going to come in the future. Pause.
Percentage might be like 35%, I think. You know what I mean?
It might be like 7%. It's very low. A Pulitzer Prize?
Yeah, because that's...
There's motherfuckers that write novels that don't get that.
Yeah, that's like
shit.
You saying his writing was better than every book that came out that year.
Yes, that's exactly.
Every article that came
out. Yeah, every article in Wall
Street.
Everything
that was written, yeah.
Yeah, this is the best literature, and it's in audio form.
Mm. So you really so appreciate his pen game.
Yeah, that's a little bigger than a...
Because imagine how many times he scratched each of them songs. Like, nah, I don't like this.
So, nah, I don't think it will happen in rap again. Mm-hmm. Maybe in music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But in rap again, not in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. And then the way music is going.
Yeah.
And the artists that you hear with hip-hop.
To have an artist so. Like him that really stands out like a sore thumb. Like, yo, he's really like... The way that he put his words together, the way that he rap and all that type of shit.
Because he was able to get that. I need people to really understand, especially the younger generation. I hope I'm in a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Him, Wale, Cole, Big Sean, the last era of the real, like, spitters, that's them. And that was able to happen because... Our generation was still prominent.
Mm-hmm.
We were older, but we were prominent. And we were used to listening to rap.
Yeah.
So when we heard their songs or like Nike Boots from Wale and shit like that, we gravitated to that because that was our type of music. Those four or five I named and try to do that now, it wouldn't work. I don't think so, because even now the hip hop that people fuck with is underground. The hip hop that people are gravitating to now and like is that underground, raunchy, bar heavy, you know what I'm saying, street rap.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what Cole and them were giving you. That's not what Kendrick and them were giving you. You know what I'm saying? We wanted that because we was tired of Laffy Taffy music. And
yeah, they was on that lyrical shit.
Yes, and we needed that. So I don't see anybody even going that route.
Yeah, and I think they ever like, because it shifted to something else, you know what I'm saying? While they was hot, you know what I'm saying? It shifted to something else.
Fast.
A couple times. And one of the persons that we talking about, one of the leaders, was one of those leading factors to keep shifting music in different ways. Drake, you know what I'm saying? So the way that they adapted as well, but kept what they grabbed from 06, 07, 08 was dope, you know what I mean? But I understand why they're saying Kendrick is the greatest of this generation. I mean, I think he is. I think he is, you know what I'm saying? But there's a couple contenders for that slot, you know what I'm saying? And then there's... I think there's better rappers as well out here, you know what I'm saying? There's some people that's like just bar for bar somewhat better, you know what I mean? Like I kind of like Ab Soul better, you know what I mean? But
you always took that take.
Yeah, and I think Benny the Butcher probably could get him like 2 out of 10 times. I don't know. You don't think so? I don't know.
Which Benny we talking about? Benny now?
Nah, you know what I mean, like Hungry
you're
Benny,
talking
like
about
if he going,
talk,
yeah,
talk.
If he going with how he go, I think that'll be a good thing. You know what I mean? I just think there's a couple rappers that's at that rapping.
I don't
level.
Think Benny should even be mentioned in that Kendrick comparison.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying like rapper wise, because Kendrick.
You could have said Cole, bro.
Cole, yeah, but you those are the people you named already that's on that level with him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm just talking about. Like, if we talking about in basketball terms, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't, a lot of people hate.
I would give you Conway before Benny.
Yeah, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just.
Because he actually.
There's rappers out there that rap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
Ransom,
so,
too.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But Kendrick. Stretch. Kendrick was like a Kobe, like that Mamba mentality. Like, I'm in a gym shooting with my left just in case I need to use that. You know what I mean? And yeah, so we're going to say shout out to Kendrick Lamar for that. You know what I'm saying? But let's jump into the next topic. Let's see where we're going with this. You saw Andrew Tate got locked up. You don't know who that is. You don't know who that is. That's one of them social media influencers on TikTok and all that shit. But they saying that he got locked up for, I think, trafficking or some shit like that. Him and his brother. So
drug trafficking or like human trafficking?
Human trafficking. That's what I'm hearing. You know what I'm saying? But we don't know how true that is. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly. You know what I'm saying? He called himself the top G, so shout out to the top world. G. He said this was going to happen. He said, man, you know what I'm saying? They're going to come and get me soon, you know what I'm saying? Something that's going to be real big and extra. So make sure you guys look out for that and keep your heads up, you know what I mean? But I'm going to be back out. So let's see what happens, man. That shit is crazy, bro. Yeah, man, they be out here targeting people, man. You know how that is, Cole.
Everybody innocent?
I don't think everybody innocent.
You know, not innocent?
I don't know, bro. I just think sometimes when you get a certain amount of influence, people, certain people will come at you. You know what I'm saying?
Who not innocent?
Who?
Tory.
Tory Lanez. We spoke about that last episode that he was found guilty. They dropped a couple audio bits and shit like that with him calling Kelsey from the jail, like, "Yo, my fault. Y'all good? Y'all in the hospital? What's up?"
I would never did that if I wasn't drunk.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's over for the guy, man.
How you feel now? How you feel now? Because I was going to bring that. That was my shit to bring because you felt like they were setting him up. You felt like that audio was doctored too?
Nah. I didn't feel like he did anything wrong still. I felt like he antagonized shit, which is true. But, you know, it's showing that this is.
So you think Shorty shot her and pulled up to the hospital? Like, yeah, bitch, don't say nothing.
Nah.
Cause she was at the hospital with her.
Yeah. And then they showed the body cam from the ambulance and shit like that. Shit is crazy, bro. It's weird.
He did that.
It's what evidence shows.
He did that. I mean, he kinda said it for me.
Yeah.
Without saying, fuck is he doing? That's my question. What he doing? He didn't know that call was being recorded. It said it. It definitely said it, right?
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
This nigga apologizing. Then that ain't even the bribe text.
What you apologizing for, boy? You ain't do nothing.
That ain't even the bribery text. He offering bread.
Yeah, they showed all that shit. It's crazy.
I mean, people like, why are they doing that? It's public knowledge now. Nigga, the case is over. That shit it ain't sealed. What the fuck? It ain't sealed. This can be released now.
That's crazy. You saw ABC put out a memorial for Takeoff, but they put the picture of Quavo.
What?
That's crazy, bro.
What?
ABC News, nigga, prime time. They say, rest in peace to the rapper from the Migos, Takeoff, and they had Quavo like this. I was like, yo, this is disrespectful, bro. Get your shit right before you do something, my guy.
You dead ass?
I know y'all got like a 25-year-old intern in there somewhere. Like, yo, is this Takeoff?
Nope,
not at all. Nah, I'm dead ass, bro. That shit is crazy, bro. You got anything else specific that you want to touch on? Those is my stories for right now, because we got the recap coming tomorrow, so you know, type shit. I just wanted to record a nice light episode.
I just thought that Tory shit was crazy, but I just wanted to say, man, we gotta stop this.
Bill Cosby setting up a comedy tour for 2023. What's your thoughts? Gotta get your bread, right?
How old is this man?
I don't know. He probably like 70-something.
I never found Bill Cosby funny.
You like the Bill Cosby show?
Yeah. The show. Yeah, I like the Bill Cosby show. It's not like something I put on and laugh.
No, I understand what you mean. His stand-up comedy wasn't hitting, though, for like you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't hit for
I
me.
I never took him as a comedian. You know, I'm young to when he was doing all that. So
yeah, he was still.
I know him
he
for
was like 50.
Being Heathcliff. You know, everybody tries to be funny on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
I never found him funny. I found
he played
Felicia
some
Rashad
roles
funny.
In some movies that we saw.
Yeah, he doing funny movie, faces and shit. He's like the Black Robin Williams.
The Fat Albert shit was cool.
No, it wasn't.
I liked it.
Cool.
I feel you not, but yeah, he got a world talk planning. See how that goes.
Convict.
You watching the Chris Rock shit on Netflix?
Oh yeah, I watched that live. Bye. Brooklyn and Isles.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say, oh yeah, I was saying, man, we gotta stop this black man versus black woman war type shit, man.
Yeah.
And trying to like weigh the scale to see who has it worse. I want to bring a woman on the show and talk about that.
Yeah, we gotta
because
talk.
I hate when I bring it up or if I touch on it because I'll stay away from the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very secure with myself, but I see a lot of shit, I hear a lot of shit, and then be like, okay, now what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the point of that stat? Okay, where are we trying to go? Are we just trying to point out the fuck ups of black men and the fuck ups of black women and who got it worse than who and the double standards that apply? It's like, where is it getting us?
Yeah, I go back to the conversation we was having earlier. You might as well just understand that we both going through the same struggle and just try to help each other out. You know what I'm saying?
Goddamn.
Best that we can. You know what I mean?
It's 2023, man. We less than a decade away from 2030. Like,
yeah. And y'all stupid motherfuckers gotta stop this trend going around talking about, oh my God, this person passed away at this age. Like, yo, relax. You know, words bring...
Enjoy your life, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, enjoy your life, man.
Shit is crazy, bro, man.
I smile a lot, even though it might seem like I smile and I enjoy life.
Yeah.
You have to, because you only get one, and it come and it go, man. I've seen a lot of my loved ones in a casket.
Nah, that's a fact.
I know a lot of people that hasn't really experienced that.
Yeah.
So they take life for granted, but I know a lot of people that ain't here no more, and I've seen a lot of my loved ones there.
Yeah.
And I refuse to just, like, be stressed and, like, overbeared with life when that's not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just gotta try to live this shit to the fullest and see what happens. Whatever comes along, comes along. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Yeah, it's difficult, though, because I say that shit, and you know me, I complain and bitch about everything. But... with that being said, you know what I'm saying? Happy New Year's to everybody, man. Make sure you be safe out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So, for Don Cole,
yo,
it's D-Reek and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. We be back at y'all real, real soon, man. This episode should be dropping today because we recorded today. And tomorrow, we'll be doing the year-end recap, and we'll be back at y'all at the new year, man. So holla for Don Cole, D-Reek and Hippie, and you already know we about to get up out of here.